Hello, and thank you for listening. This is the final, last, ultimate episode of Tractor Friction. My name is Frank Allen, and you're listening to WHRW Binghamton. This is a very special tract. We're really going to let some of Jack Chick's real thoughts come out and shine this time. It's very, very interesting stuff, and I'm sure possibly educational one way or the other. So let's get right to it. This is called Holocaust.
Today, in a USA just like the USA you see in the world you live in, a group of neo-Nazis were holding a giant rally, celebrating their hateful white supremacist heritage. A crowd had gathered to watch and dislike them.
Deutschland, Deutschland, Deutschland.
Here they come. Man, things are gonna blow higher than a kite if the Jewish Defense League shows up.
Hey, you Nazi nuts. You go back to Germany.
Grandfather, this isn't good for you to see. Let's go home.
No!
What's the problem here?
He was in Nazi concentration camps. Bob, could you give us a ride home?
You filthy Christian swine!
Grandpa, shh. Not so loud. Please, Grandpa, get into the car.
Hey, did you hear what that old man said?
Yeah, and he's looking to get his face rearranged, squashmajigger.
Please, sit in the back seat, Mr. Weiss.
Oh, he called us swine. Isn't he the Jew?
Ding.
Bob accompanied Mr. Weiss and his granddaughter home and stayed for tea. It was over this tea that they had a very interesting conversation.
My mother and father, my sisters and baby brother, all destroyed, gassed and burned in the ovens. For what? And now they tell us it never happened. Never happened! My God! 6 million Jewish people are on fire. Has the world gone mad? And now I see it coming again.
Grandfather, you never talked about this before. Why are you talking about this now?
Those tortoise schlothing Nazis brought it back up. Somebody has to speak up. I've kept silent for so long.
You're right, Mr. Weiss. There are things that must be told, and the truth about World War II has been covered up for too long.
What? You know something I don't? I was in the camps! I saw it! It was a living hell! So what do you know? You weren't there. I was a yellow star. I was in the Holocaust!
Mr. Weiss, you were in an Inquisition.
A what?
And in all probability, you will experience another Inquisition being set up right here in the U.S.
My God! Are you mad?
No, Mr. Weiss. Let me explain. The Inquisition in Europe was masterminded by the Jesuits. Only this time, instead of Dominican monks, the Vatican used Gestapo wearing Nazi uniforms.
I heard rumors in the camps, but I never believed them.
The Inquisition changed its methods when Germany and the Vatican lost the war. But rest assured, the mask will come off once again.
How do you know this?
It is a documented fact that the Gestapo was run by the Jesuits, and that Hitler was a faithful Roman Catholic, simply following the laws set forth in the Council of Trent.
I can't believe this! Why was this not told?
This was known by key people in Europe, but the story has been killed by the U.S. press because of Catholic pressure.
What is this Council of Trent that you speak of?
Pope Paul III in 1545 set up a council to establish laws for the Roman Catholic institution and to stop the spread of Protestant Christianity. The laws established in the Council of Trent established who was a heretic, and history shows they legally slaughtered heretics to clean the land. As the Second Vatican Council commenced in 1963, Pope John XXIII declared, I do accept entirely all that has been decided and declared at the Council of Trent. According to the Council of Trent, if you say by faith that you have assurance of your salvation, you are a heretic. If you believe that you don't go to purgatory because Christ forgave you and paid the price for your sins completely, you are a heretic. If you believe confession to a priest is not necessary for salvation, but is merely a man-made concept, you are a heretic. If you believe the Eucharist, consecrated bread, used in Mass is not the true blood, body, soul, and deity of Jesus Christ, you are a heretic. If you believe that those who worship Jesus in the form of the Eucharist, consecrated bread, are idolaters, you are a heretic. Mr. Weiss, Adolf Hitler was never excommunicated as a Catholic for his crimes against the Jews. Instead, the Vatican considered him to be a hero. Listen to what a Catholic newspaper in Spain said about Hitler the day he died.
Adolf Hitler, son of the Catholic Church, died while defending Christianity. It is therefore understandable that words cannot be found to lament over his death, when so many were found to exalt his life. Over his mortal remains stands his victorious moral figure, with the palm of the martyr. God gives Hitler the laurels of victory.
You see, Mr. Weiss, Germany signed a concordat in 1933, and according to Catholic law, the Council of Trent gave Hitler the authority to put the Inquisition into effect and slaughter Jews and non-Catholics alike to purge the land of heretics. Adolf Hitler said,
I'm Charlton Heston, and I'll be playing Hitler, even though I did play Moses in the Ten Commandments. As for the Jews, I'm just carrying on the same policy which the Catholic Church has adopted for over 1,500 years, in addition to drinking wine and booze. When I use guns, I regard the Jews as dangerous, because they don't have guns, and I push them into the ghettos. Then I gunned them down with booze, because I knew what the booze was like. I mean, Jews were like. I've also got Alzheimer's. Where's my pancakes?
As early as 1212, by papal edict, Jews were required to wear a distinctive badge, were forbidden to hold public office, etc., etc.
You're wrong, Bob. There can't be another Inquisition. The Pope is a man of peace. I was told the Vatican had changed back in the 60s as a result of the Vatican II Council. Aren't they supposed to love Protestants and Jews now?
No, Ruth. It was all a big deadly game. Pope John XXIII put on a religious show and called it the Vatican II Council. They claimed to have made tremendous changes, but it's the same system under a new coat of paint. The office of the Inquisition is still alive and well, under a new name. Today, the Vatican is a tremendous political and religious power. It has 1 billion citizens and controls the wealth of the world. Its goals are to make America Catholic, to set up diplomatic relations, destroy our constitution, negotiate a concordat, and work through our legal system, which would make it possible to purge the U.S. of all Protestant and non-Catholic opposition.
They can't do that, Bob!
They are already doing it, Ruth. The opinions of a nation are influenced and molded by its media and press. The U.S. media is very pro-Catholic. For example, even as more child molesting priests are exposed, the Catholic Church, with the media's help, maintains that relatively few priests were involved. At the same time, Protestants that speak out are portrayed as narrow-minded bigots. As a result of these pressures, pastors avoid the subject of Catholicism. The Vatican II Council was so effective that long ago, the Catholic, Jesuit, publication America claimed, today in 1960, we have virtually ceased to be Protestant.
Yes!
Catholic America is almost a reality. Since the time of George Washington, the Vatican has pushed to put their people in key positions. Catholics are a major force in Congress. Ronald Reagan's administration was called the most Catholic in U.S. history. Bill Clinton was indoctrinated at Jesuit Georgetown University. Government's friendly policies attract millions of Catholic immigrants. One congressman estimates as many as 100,000 illegally cross just one segment of our southern border monthly.
Well, it looks like they're accomplishing their goal.
Catholic-controlled media deliberately downplayed the appointment of an American ambassador to the Vatican to prevent strong Protestant opposition. The last wall of defense to keep the U.S. from signing a concordat was removed. The signing of a concordat probably will be done in top secret, without public knowledge, making Catholicism the only recognized religion in the United States.
But, what about our constitution?
In the 1980s, the states were asked to vote on calling a constitutional convention to change our constitution. Fortunately, it failed on a close vote. If it had been called, the entire constitution would have been open to change without a vote of the general public. The last constitutional convention was in 1787. The intention was only to strengthen the articles, but they ended up scrapping the original and rewrote the entire constitution. Fortunately, the interests of our Protestant fathers was to strengthen our freedoms. But what would happen today? Before an Inquisition, there must always be Catholic tribunals set up to record the names of those under suspicion. Those tribunals have already been installed in Catholic churches worldwide. The trap is set, Mr. Weiss. Time is running out.
Well, how did they fight it during the Reformation?
Back then, the people knew the Vatican was the whore of Revelation 17. When the man of God preached this, the Vatican lost its control. But today, Christians ignore history.
What will stop the Vatican?
Jesus Christ will stop it. Jesus hates this false system because of her crimes against his church. Throughout history, the Vatican has murdered millions of true Christians for their testimony and for the word of God. It will continue to do so. The Roman Catholic institution is the whore of Revelation 17 and Revelation 18, and Jesus has promised to destroy her and all those within her. But because of his love, Jesus gives this command: Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. Like most people, Mr. Weiss, you have been led to believe that the Roman Catholic system is a Christian church. It isn't, and it never has been. The Pope falsely claims to represent Christ, deceiving almost 1 billion people through a false religion.
The reason that I never accepted Jesus as the Messiah is because those who claim to be his followers always treated me so cruelly. But it seems that I've been wrong.
Mr. Weiss, a true Christian is one who has heard the gospel, repented of his sins, and received Jesus Christ as his Savior and Lord. A true Christian would never kill nor harm anyone in the name of Jesus. He realizes that Jesus came to lay down his life and raise it up again to fulfill Bible prophecy. And in obedience to the Lord, he shares the good news that Jesus is the promised Messiah.
Bob continues talking nonstop for the next 10 minutes. Apparently, he says something persuasive, because...
Oh, I know that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Bob, I have such peace in my heart, because I know that he is in control of my life now.
That's right, Mr. Weiss. Jesus promised that he would never leave us or forsake us, and that he would be with us always, even unto the end of the world.
I'm so excited, Bob. Jesus is my Messiah. I want everybody to know the truth.
Mr. Weiss, world events point to the soon return of Jesus Christ. Jesus told us that when we saw these things come to pass, to look up, for our redemption draws near.
Praise God. I'm ready.
And that's the tract,